as well. Kum lena black and mother, rough left yudam a base on the bottom, new paddock. Okay, we're learning about the laws of Mila. Vlad Chattis, remember a Chattis that had an animal, Chattis is a female. And they gave birth to an animal that's also a Chattis, but that one, you don't need a second Chattis for your sin, so it's one of those that get put to death. Utmura's Chattis, if you swap your Chattis for another animal, that animal becomes holy, but you also let it die. Or Chattis Shemesa by Len, all of these three cases, or the owner died, so there's no point in bringing the Chattis, all of them, what happens to the animal, they die. What about another few examples? Ibrush Nasa, what about if it, let's say, it has to be up to a year old and it was over a year old? Or Sha'avda got lost, when you found it, is a Balmum, and meanwhile the owner used another animal to atone. Yeah. You decide you don't want to sell the animal to a Balmum, you just bought another animal, you brought up the Chattis, and now what do you do with the remaining animal? They all die. After the Bailam Arabian is chapa with another animal, so what do you do with these two animals? So the only time it says the condition Imish Kipra Bala are these two. Ibra Shanasa, we should never have an Imshad Balmu.
Because in the meantime, you went and got yourself another.
Yeah, now Imish, yeah. Tumbles, let her die. The Ainu Isa Tamura, once you got another animal and you set it aside, who does the present for you?
What?
Tov Shin Pei. Should be a mensch, so here it is.
Thank you. Maybe we'll
share it. Balos Mum, and you lost. Okay, what is it? Imi should keep it by the tumble. So what do you do with this animal? Your animal, you let it die. But if you found the animal a whole, without any mumen, before you decided to bring another animal in its place, then you don't let it die. You just let it wander about till it gets a mum. And so, only because it was already a balmum, but you found it as a balmum already. And the Eino Tzimura, since you cannot use this for carbon anymore, since you cannot redeem it, because since it's a chattas, the only one you can redeem it is to give it to your dogs, and obviously not allowed to redeem hekesh for dogs, so therefore, it doesn't have the kedusha anymore to swap it to another animal. The loy neni lechatchili should have any ano, since they're still holy to a certain degree. But the loy moili, nor are you moil from the Torah, only the rabbanon. So what's the difference if you moil from the Torah or the rabbanon? Whether you pay a penalty and a carbon, or you just give the principle and that's it. The im ad shaloi kipru habailim. What happened? You found the animal before the bailim brought the second, another animal to atone for him. And now, what you want to do is, you want that this animal should have, you decide to use the new animal you bought, and this animal should then wander about till it contracts a moment, and then you'll sell it with that money, you'll buy a carbon. So what you do is, Tita, let it wander about, Acha Testayev, until it gets a mum, and you sell it to Mach, and you sell it, the Yichub de Ma'acheres, and you buy with it another Chattis, the Oisa Tamura, and it's strong enough, the Kedusha is strong enough, you can make a swap, Umoil Ba Yomoil, because it has the value, the Kedusha of money.
Oisa Tamura is going on the second one that you
yes,
bought?
Yes, no, the one that you found, you recovered. Or the second, whichever one it is. You found it, and you decided not to use it, but when you found it was unblemished. Okay. Says Gemara, Maish no Reisha lo kumi flugi Maish. Says Gemara, why in the Reisha doesn't say im kipper by leo? In the first three cases, it says of a lot of a chattos or the tour of a chattos or a chattos on the die, it makes no difference if they were ready to chap or not. You always let them die. And why in the safe in the last two cases, if it's over a year old or if you lost and you came and recovered as a balmum, we say that there's a difference. Maishna Seifa, the Kamifuga, Reisha Psikale, Reisha Psikale, Reisha, it's always the same case, no matter when it happened. The Vlad of a Chattis, I don't care if the owner was forgiven yet, not forgiven yet, the din is always the same. The Vlad of a Chattis is not going to be a kapara. Seifa, like Psikale, Seifa, you have to make a difference when you cover it. Did you recover it when it's a Balmum already, or before you're in the Chaper, after the Chaper? Is a high tanda. Tamura asked the question. So why do we have the same mission in Masechta Tamura here? So we answer Tana Hashem Meshul Tamura. Over there, the laws of Tamura. So we mentioned about a Vlad Chattis, and Tamura's Chattis, and Tana Hachash Mila. Here we talk about the din of Mila. So we repeat the same din, but there's different aspects to it. Next mission, Hamafrish Mois Linezurus. If somebody set aside money for Linezurus, you bring a number of kabanas. You have three kabanas. You have a Chattis and an Oil and Shlamim. You set aside money and you didn't specify how much and which is for Chattis, for Shlamim, and all that. loy nani, you're not supposed to have any hanah, but the loy moilin, to use the money, you're not really stealing because you didn't nominate, you know, didn't specify what's what. And why aren't you moil? Because really, you can use all the money, because every, let's say $300 there, every $100 will say, oh, maybe this is $100 I'm going to use for shlamim. And by a shlamim, we learned before, there's no me'ila until you actually shecht it and you sprinkle the blood. Right? A kotch of kalim, there's no me'ila until you make it holy, and the holy is only when you sprinkle the blood. And you didn't do it, it's only money set aside. And therefore, there's no me'ila. Now, l'chay, how do you know? Let's say each one maybe is an oiler. You said it's $300. There's one oiler, and the oiler is mila straight away, a chatas. Because if you're going to say that maybe it's an oiler's mila, I have to bring in Hashem me'ilas, but could be this $100 taka was not the oiler money, it was the shlami money. What happens is that I am bringing a chulin into the azara. I'm not entitled to bring in Hashem me'ilas. So it's better to, you know, leave things the way they are, be inactive, be passive, don't do anything, rather than do something where proactively you might be doing the wrong thing.
Sorry?
Yeah, so you three kabbalas. Yeah, says in my right. We can say Rami, because Rami. Yeah, what about the mess? The guy died. The guy died, left behind all this money without specifying what's what. Is yipul in the dove? What do you do with that money? You put it into the dove by nazir. You put the money in the dove to the base of Migdash. What about Moyes Meforashim? What about he actually spelled out? This is for the chatzah, this is for the oil, for the shlamin. Is the, what do you do now? And then he died. Is the mei chatzah, the money that he set aside for a chatzah. What happens if a chatzah, the owner dies? You toss it to the, you kill it. So here, you toss the money to Yam Melech. Yelchul Yam Melech, you destroy it, you toss the money away, you can't have any benefit from it. Loi nanin v'loi moilin. You cannot have ahnah, nor are you moil if you use this money, because now that there's no loss anymore to the base of Migdash. When is you moil if you cause the loss to the base of Migdash? What loss did you cause here? What happens with this money? It belongs in the Yam Melech. Nobody can have any ahnah. So if you use it, you're not really stealing. You're not allowed to have ahnah, but you're not a moil, because you're not taking anything away from the base of Migdash. The money that was set aside for the oiler, what do you do with that money? He's a view oiler. You buy an oiler, a voluntary oiler that you put on the mizbech. It's not anymore an atonement, it's only a voluntary. He has children. So they want to know what to do with the money. Once you make the money consecrated, it has to be used for that purpose. They can't use it for themselves.
If you're putting it in a Yam HaMelech and you're not benefiting from it,
No. The law is you have to throw. The law is that if a korban chatzah was set aside and the owner died, the chatzah cannot be brought to the base of Migdash because there's nothing to atone. The guy is no longer here. You know, the misa is mechaper. He's no longer here. So what do you do with that chatzah? You don't feed it and let it die. But what happens? You didn't buy the animal yet. It's just sitting in the form of money. Then you throw the money away. You shouldn't have any enough from it. Yam HaMelech. So if I did use it for myself, I shouldn't. If I did, I am not stealing from the base of Migdash, because what am I stealing? Couldn't have been used for the Beis HaMikdash. An oiler you bring up as a voluntary carbon. And moilin behen, you moil because an oiler, that's what it is. Kotch kotch, you moil as soon as you make it holy. And the money is holy. Demei shlamim, what about the money you set aside for shlamim? That, you via shlamim, you buy a shlamim with it. V'necholin liyamecha, however, a normal shlamim you can eat for 2 days and one night. Because this is the money from a nazir, so it's a special kind of a shlamim called a shalmi nazir. And that can only be eaten for 1 day and one night. So that's how you have, in other words, the money has the kedusha of the carbon. Whatever the laws of the carbon are, is on the money.
Which one of his carbonas is the one that gets cooked in the pot?
That's the ram, which is
the chatas, that's the only thing,
the carbonas
are all burned on the fire.
Shlamim gets eaten.
But it's put on the fire and then it's eaten. It's not cooked in a pot or
that's right. Yes, only the The ein tu'uni lechem, and you don't require bread. You know, by a nazir, you have to put over there on the hand of the nazir. Here, you don't have that at all. Says he, where the shlamim? Says he, what a maskal that shlamim? Release and I'm afresh moish lekeinim. Since the Mishnah says that you don't have enough, but nor are you stealing, and the reason is because all the money can be used for a shlamim. So what about a woman who sets aside money for the two birds and oil and a chat? Well, a nanny, well, a moiling. And you should use the same logic then, that you should say you're not have a no, but nor are you moil. Why? Because it's possible, because it's suitable to bring toidin shalagiyas manan ubnei yoina shavas manan. It's suitable because they row to either bring. You could use the money to bring karbanas which are not ready to be a karban. So therefore, you know, it's the same logic. You say you're not moyo because it could be all Yerushalmim. So say by the birds that if she would have left the bird stay over, you know, she would have set it aside but not bring it to the Beis HaMikdash till it's too old, you couldn't use it. So therefore, you're not stealing from the Beis HaMikdash because maybe there's a potential that you're not stealing anything. Or if it's too immature, it's not yet the right age, again, you're not stealing anything from the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if you're going to follow this logic that there's $300 there and $100 out of Shlamim, because the whole money could have been Shlamim, therefore, you're not stealing, use the same logic and by the birds as well, by the woman. Could be that you're not stealing from the Beis HaMikdash because could be she wouldn't have done anything, wouldn't have brought it till it's too old. Omar Rabbah says, Omra Teidim, the Teidim says, you cannot compare money set aside for the zidus to money set aside for the birds. Because by the zidus it says, what do you call it? Teda says, with this money, I want you to bring part of that money for shlamim. So every dollar there, maybe that's the shlamim money. So therefore, and there's no mila by shlamim. But over here, when he's setting aside money for your birds, with the Torah said, bring birds that are over too old or too young. Over the Torah clearly mandated you have to have a shlamim. So you said, so you're doing what the Torah said, and now we have a problem because all the money is mixed up. But over there, in the case of Kin, you're saying maybe he did the wrong thing. The Torah never said do the wrong thing, so therefore we don't make this cheshbon. Anyway, what it says, Abshimra says, Hadam, when it comes to the blood of a carbon, kalb, tchila, there is a kula there, there's no mila stealing from a carbon, you know, from kachim, kachim, if you take the blood, there's no mila, but the chama b'seif, at the end, there's a chumra, all other kachim, kachim, once you finished it, you know, once you did the zrika, there's no longer mila, only the parts that go in the zbeach. Mashing by blood, there is mila, at least with the rabban, how it works. Nazbin, chayme, b'tchilasin, b'kalb, b'seif. He says over here, and in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no drabbanon on stealing blood because there's a rule, you don't make any gzeiros drabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only this nachal kidron, which is this thing that flows out of the Beis HaMikdash after you spray it, and they sell the thing for fertilizer in all the gardens and so on. And it's only drabbanon. Yeah, so therefore, And when it comes to Nesachin, there it's Aser in the beginning, but it's Mutter at the end. Dam b'tchilasai ein moilin, blood, while the animal is alive, there's no mi'ila whatsoever. Once you spray the blood and everything else, and then you get rid of the rest of the blood, and it goes down the river there, boy, you do mi'ila midrabban. So there, the chumra is by blood, and everything else is mi'ila, not by blood.
So b'tchilasai means straight
before you spray the blood. Before you spray the blood, any blood that was there before you spray the blood, there's no mi'ila. There's no mi'ila on blood, but
because
after you spray,
the zirka, it's not yet.
No, but kachim, the mi'ila starts straight away as soon as you hook the shoe prepare. It's holy, but not by blood. We'll soon see why not by blood. But thinking afterwards, the rabbanah kicked in and stepped in and said, "No, the blood is lost." But nesachin, in the beginning, it's part of Beis HaMikdash. You're stealing, but. Once you pour it down the shoots, it's no longer me'ila. You discharge its responsibility. Says the Gemara, "Tana Rabbi learned me'ila, but dummy me'ameir hold yitaka am me'ila by blood. Why should it be any different than the rest of the behemoth, the carbon?" And Rav Shimon, "However, chachamim meaning ain't me'ila. You're not me'ila. My time with the madam ain't me'ila. Why should blood be different than the rest of the carbon? We say, you know, as soon as you consecrate it, it's holy. You're not allowed to steal. Why the rest of the carbon? Why blood should be different?" Amar ula, amar kra. It says in Pasik, he talks about blood in the person. It says, "Vanina sate lachem." I gave the blood to you. So we say that, shalachem, who the blood is always yours, even in the case of a carbon. From another pasuk, it says in that very same pasuk, I gave it to you to put on mizbeach, lechapen, and I said, forgive. So lechapen is the only thing I gave your blood is to be a kapara. You sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Not that if you steal it, you're over. It says in the same pasuk, it says there, the nefesh abasar badamu, and it says here, ki adamu ba nefesh, yechapen. The blood in the nefesh mechapen. So he says, "Lifnei kapara kelacha kapara." We compare before the kapara to after the kapara. What do we know about kachi kachi? Once you sprinkle the blood, there's no longer any kedusha for stealing. Exactly. So same thing before kapara, it will be the same thing. By blood, the Torah clearly says, "Ki adamu b'nefesh yechaper." The blood in the beginning is as if the blood afterwards, which is uniform. That's no, there's no mila. It's ma la achik b'nei mila. Afla liva b'nei mila. Ve'ema, why don't we say hachi? Why don't we say ma lifnei kapori yesh b'mila? Afla achik kapori yesh b'mila. Why don't we say just like before the yeah, just like just around? Let's be machmir for kedge. Let why you decide to be mekel and make it easy as no meal at all. Say for kedge. Adam is an exception that even afterwards you are well, just like before kapora. So Gemara says, could we chiyesh lach dovish and nasis mitzvos of yesh mila? Could we have a rule that once you did what you're supposed to do, sprinkle the blood, the kedusha should go away? Says the Gemara, is that such a rule? And my lord, why not? Let me give a few examples where we see the mitzvah was discharged, was fully implemented, and yet it's still the mila. For example, hare trumas hadesh, which is next to the mizbech. Remember, we learned it yesterday. You take some shovel off some ashes, you put it next to the mizbech, and it says the pasuk for summer, you should put it by the mizbech. Trumas hadesh, you know, you did the mitzvah, and yet. The dinner said for some eats bad. If you take it from there, you're stealing. So, you finished. What else are you supposed to do? You finished, and yet you're still moil. See, there is that rule is not correct. Because that we have a rule when there are two psukim telling you the same thing, it's an exception. And the limbs of the seira mishalech that we just sent of Yom Kippur off the cliff, even though you did the job, they have since they're both an exception. You did the mitzvah, and yet it's still even after it falls down, it's usur. It's still stealing if you use it. So therefore, we know everywhere else, it's all right. That only makes sense according to the opinion that says that the limbs of a Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to have a Noah and you're still moil. So therefore, these two are exceptions. So even though you did the mitzvah, you're supposed to get rid of it and send it out in the wilderness, which you did. Nevertheless, he cannot learn from Trumas Hadeshen and Sinem Shalei because they're an exception. Fine. Alamando, I'm a nanny. The one that you could have an R once you've fulfilled it. So all you have left is one pasuk, which is by Trumas Hadeshen. So let's say we compare the whole Taylor to it, that even though you did the mitzvah, it's still awesome. Michael Maimer and Sig Mother should have like Trumas Hadeshen, Ubik De Kuhuna. What happens with leftover clothes of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur? And there the din is as well, that even though the Kohen Gadol finished the Avodah Yom Kippur, it says over there he should put it away, and therefore means he can't have any anah, even though you finished the mitzvah already. So we see you have two psukim, Trumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kohen Gadol. It makes sense only Rabban who said Venichim Shah means Melamed Shein Tunu Gneza, that you're not allowed to use it anymore, Shapir. So even though your mitzvah was finished, you're not allowed to use it anymore, so we have two psukim. El Rabdo Isidama Mutalish damage Ben Kohen Hedye, the Kohen Gadol cannot use it again, but a Kohen Hedye, it's still holy enough for a coin head you to use it. So my yikil meimer for coin head you can use it. So the chayda then says he could use it. So the only pasuk we have that says you shouldn't use it after the mitzvah is Trumas Hadeshen. So let's learn the whole tale from it. The Gemara we shouldn't have a Trumas Hadeshen but Eglarufa. We have another din Eglarufa. Even after you chop the head, everything else, Abayin Gech, you not have any anor from it at all. Says the Gemara, so you have two psukim. It makes sense according to the opinion says that you don't learn. The one says that even two psukim you can compare the whole Torah to it. My equal main mercy, you have two Sadesh and Eglarufa. Why don't you learn the whole Torah from that? What? That even though you finish the mitzvah, it's still also to use it, you steal Magdish. As the Gemara, treimi utiksiva. You have a meat by each one. Ksiv Hosam by Eglarufa, it says Ho'arufa. It says over there, what do you mean Ho'aruf? The Ha is coming to limit that what? Only in this din over here do we say that it's asr even afterwards. Uksiv Hassan, but Trumas Hadeshen says, if it's somebody etzel hamizbech, we all know what the mizbech is. What do you mean hamizbech? There's only one mizbech. It's hani'in midiachirin loy. These are exceptions that only these, the din is that it's still asr afterwards. The sachim b'tchilim moilin, you say the sachim is all the way around that it's like the behem itself. It's asr from the beginning. Is Leiba, let us say, Masnissin, that it says. It says later on in the Mishnah that once you pour it down the shoe, which is no longer stealing, this does not follow the opinion of Blood Tzaddik. What does he hold? He holds that even after you pour it down the shoe, it's still us, you don't have any honor from it. Lul cotton, there was a small little chamber. Ben Kevish, the Mizbeach. The ramp didn't actually touch, it wasn't contiguous to the Mizbeach. There was a little space in between. The Ma'arovish of Kevish, on the west side of the Kevish, on the left side. Achas l'shivim shana, and once every 70 years, pirchei kuhuna, the youngsters, yardim boy would go down there, umevi and yain kodesh, and they would take out the wine that collected over the years. A little bit of wine fell there, shehudaimili gulid velo, so dry like cakes, dry cakes that it looked like dried figs. Pressed the v'sorfin oisa b'kedusha, and they had to burn it b'kedusha. In other words, it still had kedusha even though you fulfilled the mitzvah. Sorfin
b'kedusha means on the mizbeach.
Yeah, we have to burn it b'kedusha. So the chayda, what is he from here? What do we see from here? That you still mile? Shenema, it says, what's the Mokker? Shenema, because it says in the Pasik, the Nesach, about Kodesh, Hasech, Nesach, Sheikh Al Hashem. Kishem, Shinesucha, Begdusha, just like when you pour in the first instance. It's part of the Avodah, Kach, Seifas, Begdusha. It's also part of Avodah to burn it, you know, 70 years later. My mashma, how do you see that? Where do you see that? We're just talking about the initial pouring. How do you know even the later one? Amravina, ask we learn out kodesh kodesh. See how here it says b'kodesh. It says b'kodesh. I say nesach. Oksiv hasam, and there it says v'sarafta es hanoiser b'eish. It says you should burn the noiser in the fire. V'loy ochli should need it ki kodesh him because they're holy. It says they kodesh as well. Man noiser is like leftover seifas and b'kdusha because any animal carbon that becomes possible is you have to. It's part of the avodah is to get to burn it. We learn from achatas. When Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded them, Mechol Chatzah Shuvim Adam, you know, what they did to Aaron and his children. It says, Be'esh Tisarev, is Av Hainami B'Gdusha, so two, the leftover of the, because as we make Exer Shavu, Kodesh, Kodesh. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Teim Rab Elazar, but Rab Tzadik, you want, we can say it's Rab Elazar, but Rab Tzadik, it works out according to him as well. No, boss. Umas Nisi, the Mishnah is talking about the Ikola, the Mishnah that says that, that it's not holy anymore. The Nomi Ila is talking about that you didn't let it fall into that chamber. You caught the wine as it was falling down over there. You know, you already did what you had to do when it's falling down before it landed. In other words, it's the ground that makes it holy. When the wine falls down, the ground itself of the Beis HaMikdash was a holy ground, and that therefore made the wine holy. You have to burn the Besefer. But if you caught it midair, so you finish the mitzvah, nothing to make it holy again. It's like a new kedusha. Therefore, our Mishnah is right. There's no longer Mi'ila. Ikad Amri, others say the question will be wrong. Lema must say Kira Blaz Rav Tzadik. Because he called it Amri, because if he's talking about you caught him in the air, Lechayr is Midrabbanan's Aser, so Mar said, no, really, it could be the Rabbanan. And you caught him in the air. And it could be the Rabbanan, and it's coming to tell you that Rabbanan is saying that even if you caught him mid air, you're not Moyal anymore. You say the Rabban, not Moyal anymore. Vahokrokonosiv, asmachta. So there's different gesoys exactly if you have the word Vahokrokonosiv, asmachta. Because if it's the Rabban, then there's no possibility. Rabban say there's no Mi'ila whatsoever. And the Chiddush is that even though, not if it lands on the ground, that's for sure. He's saying even if you, landing on the ground is the end of the mitzvah. Midair, you might argue it's not yet completed. And you might think that there is Mi'ila. Kamashlan, there is no Mi'ila. Mishnah. Dishon Mizbech HaPinimi. Okay, we learned about cleaning out the outer Mizbech. What about cleaning out the inner Mizbech? We're now doing Sundays. Dishon Mizbech HaPinimi. If you cleaned out the inner Mizbech, Bahamanoido, you clean out the ashes from the Noido. And what do you do with them? You take them outside and you put them next to the outside Mizbech. Now, once you put it down on the floor in the outside mizbech, it gets mixed up with the other ashes. It becomes like any other ash with your moil. But as you're taking it, before you put it down there, loineni, you shouldn't have any hanor, but the loimoil nor are you stealing. Because once you finish the job in the mizbech or the menaita, it's finished. There's no meil anymore till you place it next to the mizbech. Hamakdish dishin betchil moil, but when you put it down next to the mizbech, next to all the other ashes, then you are moil. Could all get mixed in. Then here we have the thing. Toidin shalay yiz manu. These doves, the turtle doves, or bnei yoinish avos manu, the pigeons that are old, too old, leinani v'leimoylid, that you don't have a no, but you're not stealing either because you're not the roll of carbon. And the question is going to be those which did not reach the time, those that exceeded the time, surpassed the time, it's possible. But those that didn't reach the time, it's a mechusas man. Eventually, it will reach the age. So what happens then? We'll see in the next Mishnah. Says the Gemara. We know that it's still moyel. It says v'samay eitzel mizbech. The Torah clearly says place it next to mizbech. It means it's still holy. You're still moyel. But mizbech apnimi known. How do you know that mizbech apnimi? That if you put it next to the adam mizbech, you're still moyel. It says a pasuk. There's a pasuk where it says v'heisid es murasay benoitzasa. You should take off the feathers and you throw it next to mizbech, next in the place of the deshen. If a chitzen, since you don't need it, tell me about the chitzen, because we know already about the mizbech chitzen where you place the ashes. All I had to say is put it mekayim hadeshen. The pasuk says mizbech el mekayim hadeshen. So why is it to say eitzel mizbech? We know where the mekayim hadeshen is. So the eitzel mizbech is a chiddush to tell you that the inner mizbech should be brought to the outer one. So no, the inner mizbeach apnimi.
The ashes of the
inner mizbeach. Where do you put it? You don't leave anything inside.
What do you have in the inner mizbeach? On the ketores.
That's it. And also you bring it on your kippur. So you bring in and there's leftovers. You bring all those ashes and the wood that's bring it. You bring all that to the outer mizbeach. So you wonder, how do you know? Maybe emi yivid mizbeach chitzen. Maybe the pasuk here about feathers also told mizbeach chitzen. Activities mizbeach chitzen. But lekvoy lemakom to tell you where to put it. You need to know where to put the ashes from the birds. My hadeshin. Then just say put it next to mizbeach, and Rabbi will know where next to mizbeach, where the pile of ashes is. Why do you have to mention the mekayim hadeshin? Three extra words. You put it next to the same pile. Umeneda, hayno beneda, menolon deshin deshin. It says deshin here, it says deshin there. So we learn one from the other. Now Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says toidin shaloyegi as man of those birds that did not reach yet their correct age. Moilim, and you will be moil, because eventually it's only a question of time. So since it has already potential to become a carbon, you're already stealing right now. But I'll agree that once it exceeded its right age, it was possible, there's no hope for it ever becoming kosher again, then like nani v'le moil, you should have hanah, but nor are you stealing. Says the Gemara Bishleimer, it has to be less than a year old. Is Bishleimer Rab Shimon? I understand Rab Shimon's on time. It makes sense what he's saying. He makes a distinction between the two. So Rab Shimon Leimer Kol Ro Laachazman, anything which is suitable, eventually, potential to be kosher. V'Yikdisha B'Techazman, even though you makdish it before that time, Arei you b'Loi Sasa. So he says here that there's a Loi Sasa, the Ein by Kodesh, and there's no Kodesh. And where Rab Shimon says, Rab Shimon said there about Oisav as Benoi. What happens? You shecht the dinners of Yishecht Oisav as Benoi. Right, you chayiv. What happened? You shechted the mother in the Beis Hamikdash, pardon, and then you took the benoy and you took it outside. So you're going to say, since you're not allowed to shecht oiz the benoy, so it's a shechita shein eruya, you shouldn't be oiv for shechita chutz, because you get kodesh for shechita chutz. So the Gemara, Rab Shimon says, you know what? Rab Shimon says, you did an aveda, but you don't get kodesh. But what aveda did you do? Because if you waited one more day, you could have shechted the benoy along the line. That's what I'm saying, but it's more like a potential to be kosher. Since, so you can't just say, oh, right now it's a pasul shechita, so he says benoy, you can't eat it, so therefore you're not over shechita chutz. No, this is called mechusas man. He says that
because your
no, the din is that it has to be shechita ruya. You know, you shechted a carb, a pesach oil moil of you. You could have brought it in the base of the Midrash. But the Rabbanon said you couldn't have brought this in the base of the Midrash because Oisav is Benoi. You shechted the mother. You're taking that over according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said you're not over in the case of Oisav is Benoi. Rav Shimon says you are. You know why you're over? Because tomorrow you could have brought it. So therefore, it is El Pesach Oil of you, not today, but tomorrow. On the other hand, because you couldn't bring it today, Kodesh you won't get. So it's like a one step lower. So he's consistent. So no, he holds that the potential to do it tomorrow already is considered if you can do it today. Fine. El Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, El Rabbanon, Maishnam Mechusas Man, why is this different than any other case of Mechusas Man? We know that, for example, you could take an animal that's less than 8 days old and put it in your flock over there for mice and so on, because eventually we'll get there. We learn from Bechor. Bechor, as soon as it's born, it's really holy. Here also, even before 8 days old, you can bring it there because it will get to eight. It will come 8 days old. So why over here don't the Chacham say the same thing? Says the Gemara, Amri, Maishan, Mechusas Man, what's the chilek? So the Gemara said, you cannot compare the Mechusas Man of Behemah to the Mechusas Man of birds. Why not? Amri mechusas man midi dehave balmum, just like an animal that's a balmum. An animal balmum, you could turn it into kodesh, sell it, and with the money buy kodesh. So therefore, the bad pigeon, you can redeem it and turn it to kodesh. So therefore, the same thing is also mechusas man, since it could be the fact that it could become kodesh keeps that kedusha there. Okay, but birds, there's no such migui by birds. Aval hani oifas kiven the aim mum poisel by oifas. We know tamas v'zachas. It doesn't exist by a bird. By a bird, there's no such din as what do you call it? There's no such din that you can redeem it. No, there's no potential there. The idea of potential is not there. There ain't like a pigeon. There's no pigeon by birds. So therefore, you cannot say also mechusas man held by birds. If an animal set aside for kachim dies, yotzu medem milo d'vatayda. Now, Taida, you're no longer moil. Now, Taida, why? Because what are you stealing from the base of Midrash? What are you stealing? You cannot bring it to the base of Midrash. It's dead already. You cannot convert it into money because you can't eat it. The only one you can eat is the dog. And you're not paid the kachim l'hachil and l'klavim. Yosef ulu kamalach shmaiti ulu said and said over this murder. Amal erav chizem man shomalach ulu Rabbi Yechon Rabbah. I don't know who listened to you and Rabbi Yechon Yerebe. The chikedusha sheben lechena ozla. The fact is, it was kodesh. Okay, it died. It just disappears. You have to do something with it. You can't just say that you know there's no longer meal anymore. It still belongs to Beis Hamikdash. What happened to the kedusha? Says the gemara. Omalei tiksha mas nisan. He said back to him, I'll ask you, you have a problem with what happened to Kedusha. That's a question now, Mishnah. It says, Mishnah, Toydin shalai yizmanon, or b'nei yoyin shalai yizmanon. What happened to b'nei yoyin? You mark the shit at the right time, you just didn't bother bringing it to the base of English. So you're saying that after it reaches the age, it's no longer Mila. What do you mean, what happened to Kedusha? You mark the shit at the right time, and you didn't go to the base of English until afterwards, too old. And the Mishnah says, Lay Moilin, everyone agrees. Why not? Kedusha Hechen Ozla. No, we'll stop over here. Starts in the sugya, and the bachelor coming. We are once again tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Even though it's a holiday, we're going to learn.